This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On the radio and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Dan Conan.
And Daryl.
Conan, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Always good having you on the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So, at some point here, we're going to be hearing from somebody who was at the trial of Thomas Costanzo today, a.k.a. Morpheus. For listeners who may be new to the program, Morpheus is somebody that is a friend of Ernest Hancock. Ernest, who's the host of Declare Your Independence, which is a morning show heard on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. He and Ernest had worked together, and they came in. The feds raided this guy's house last year on 420, and it was all about selling Bitcoin on the internet. So this guy's going to trial. His jury selection was yesterday. We heard from Ernie yesterday about that.
I thought he also had some weapon charge and something else.
And then maybe put a hit on somebody as well?
I have not heard allegations about a hit. He was found with felon in possession of ammunition when they searched his house. So that's why they arrested him. Because they weren't necessarily going to arrest him on the investigation of
right.
the financial so-called crimes. But when they found the ammunition, they put him in handcuffs. They took him to a holding facility. According to Ernie, by yesterday, they had dropped that charge. So he's now only facing financial so-called crimes.
Okay.
The sale of alleged sale of Bitcoin. And he's going to trial. So he's the first person who's been arrested for selling Bitcoin that I'm aware of that's actually not taking a plea deal and going to trial. So one of the folks who's there watching that should be hearing from him in about 20 minutes once they get out of court and everything settles down. Because they're in Arizona where court's still in session. There right now. So stay tuned for that. Also on the way here tonight, Daryl, you're going to be telling us about the Austin bomber. In fact, that's where we ought to start. This guy has been terrorizing people in the city of Austin in a campaign of, I guess, just targeting random people with bombings.
Maybe random. The article here from the LA Times says that authorities found a list of future targets and a room in his home that was used to manufacture bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Investigators have discovered that the serial bomber who terrorized Austin in recent weeks had a list of future targets and had set up a room in his house to manufacture bombs, according to officials. After hundreds of investigators swarmed Austin in recent days to stop the serial bomber terrorizing the capital of Texas, it was a combination of high-tech surveillance and old-fashioned shoe leather that led officials to Mark Anthony Condit, a native Texan who had no apparent motive or criminal record. Six bombs used similar components that made it easy for officials to link the devices. Unusual batteries, apparently purchased online from Asia, and nails used as shrapnel, according to U.S. Representative Mike McCall.
How did you pronounce nails?
You heard me.
Say it again.
So, hold on. I'm wondering nails. Here, because they said that he purchased, quote-unquote, unusual batteries online from Asia.
Yeah. There's a lot of Asian batteries.
Are batteries from Asia now going to wind up getting you added to some terrorist watch list? Because, well, this guy used batteries from Asia, and you bought batteries from Asia.
Probably not.
So, therefore, terrorist and
there's no real evidence that that's happening, right?
I mean, they said he purchased unusual batteries from Asia.
They're going to create
and then he made something
list.
Go boom.
Well, maybe right. The type of battery. Maybe some like those special camera batteries that you can only get on a special counter at Walmart. Or you do end up having to buy them online.
I think all that is, Daryl, is they're just saying that when they examined the device or what was left of it, they found a battery from Asia and it was likely imported rather than
and they just threw it in the story to make it sound more sensational.
Yeah, I don't think you have to. I mean, if they want to ban people buying batteries from Asia, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but I don't think there's any reason to speculate about that.
And article says, trying to find buyers of the nails, officials went to every hardware store in the area to find buyers who had made large purchases, and they struck gold with a Home Depot store in the Austin suburb of Round Rock.
Mm.
The fatal mistake, according to McCall, the fatal mistake that led law enforcement to him because he was pretty good at evading surveillance cameras was when he walked into the Home Depot. Investigators obtained surveillance footage of Condit walking into the store in a wig, but then walking out to a vehicle with a license plate connected to his name. From there, investigators obtained a cell phone number linked to Condit, which had been turned off for a while. Until Wednesday morning, Condit turned on the phone, allowing investigators to locate him at a hotel in Round Rock, which led to a police chase that ended with Condit killing himself with an explosive in his red SUV.
So all he had to do was turn his phone on once they had his number.
There he is.
For him to track him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Isn't that nice to know?
Officials.
So he was smart enough to know to turn the phone off. But he turned it on for some reason.
And he also bought bulk nails from one store.
He just had to check Facebook. Had to get in there and check his messages. Who knows what his excuse was for turning on that phone. I mean, if there's police out looking for you, and I don't advocate bombings, and I'm glad that they actually caught a real, or attempted to catch a real bad guy in this particular case instead of arresting, pot users and things like that. So it's nice to see the police actually doing their job. But if you are trying to avoid police detection and you have a phone, it's a bad idea to go ahead and turn that on.
Yeah.
At any point.
Officials who discovered a bomb-making room in his home of Pflugerville, and I think we actually know somebody that is from Pflugerville, still haven't offered any theories as far as why he embarked on a bombing campaign that left 2 dead, 4 injured, and an entire city unnerved.
Well, I imagine they're just now beginning to pour through his emails and whatever kind of files he has on his computer. So if there's any kind of writings that he has created about potential motivations that maybe he was keeping to himself, perhaps, rather than posting to social media, some sort of journal or manifesto.
Yeah, there was some outlet who was actually comparing this kid to the Unabomber. Except the one big difference is that there was no manifesto.
Not yet.
Available, not yet. And so it would be very curious to see if they do pull that up out of his wherever hard drive.
Yeah.
Officials said that at least one chilling piece of evidence after the hunt was, or rather after the hunt was over, was finding a quote-unquote target list along with, quote, additional addresses we believe he was using for future targets. Even now, with a roadmap, figuring out a reason Condit picked the targets he did is difficult, with McCall saying, it's hard to make any rhyme or reason out of the victims.
Like I said, potentially random attacks here.
Yes.
Even though he has a list, they don't appear to be related.
Investigators detained and questioned two roommates of the bombing suspect Wednesday as officials sought to determine whether Condit had any help in the string of bombings. One of the roommates has already been released, while the other was still being questioned, according to Austin police.
Now, there's an interesting detail in the, and maybe they have it in your story, but in the Austin Statesman, the local newspaper there, it says that they relied on store receipts showing the suspicious transactions after they tracked him down from that Home Depot. Then they got a search warrant for his Google search history, which also added to, suspicious searches that he had been making as well.
Interesting. And this article continues. Officials also announced they had filed a federal bomb possession charge and arrest warrant against Condit late Tuesday, shortly before they wound up, tracking him down and he killed himself.
Now, is it said anywhere how he knew they were on his tail? Like, how... What tipped him off to the fact that they were coming to get him?
There was, and if you actually listen to the daily newscast that I have for today, there was a plea, if you will, from the police asking the bomber to give them information about his motive.
Mm.
And they wound up putting out, I think it was $115,000 bounty for info that led to his arrest.
Well, he ended up being in a police chase, so was it when they came for him? Did he make a break for it? I'm curious to know how the actual end of this story went down. I don't know how well documented that has been at this point.
Or how much info they're going to release right now.
There's more coming up here. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Bitcoin.com, that's where you can go to get what the details are you need to know about Bitcoin. If you're new to cryptocurrency, there's no better place to get started than the basic information you'll get over at Bitcoin.com. But if you're not new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, for instance, they've got that too over at news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. We're talking about the latest news out of Austin, Texas, where people there have, I'm sure, been a little on edge, given the fact that there has been a mad bomber who has been sending bombs to multiple locations over the last approximately 3 weeks, from what I understand. And just, I guess, today or yesterday, very recently, they went after this dude. They managed to find him based on a visit to Home Depot where he purchased a bunch of, let's say, bomb-related materials, perhaps some nails that they had found similar to the nails that were in the packaging
yes.
or in the bombs.
And makeshift shrapnel.
Yeah, and he went in while wearing a blonde wig, apparently, and that made him a little memorable, I suppose.
I don't recall if it mentioned what color the wig was, but it did mention that he was wearing a wig.
Yeah, so anyway, the dude, he got, because what I was wondering aloud about just a moment ago was, how did the end happen? How did this dude end up blowing himself up in a car in a police chase? And according to the Austin Statesman, they did track his suspect's vehicle to the Round Rock Area Hotel. This was after he turned on his cell phone that had been off for some period of time. And police then began following his vehicle. And as the SWAT team approached, the suspect detonated a bomb in the car. Claim is officer had fired at the suspect, and another officer who was knocked back by the blast was treated for minor injuries. So the police, once he found out he was being followed, basically, was when he went ahead and set off his
right.
suicide bomb in that case. Was there more that you thought was worth sharing about this, Daryl, that you were able to find?
We
pretty much covered the story.
Well, the LA Times article is fairly lengthy.
Yeah, I don't know if that means it's worth sharing.
Conan, you had a question about, was he homeschooled? The article says that he was.
Mm-hmm.
Says that
he
was a self-identified conservative Christian who worked at a local manufacturing company before he was fired last year.
Who would Jesus bomb?
Nobody. Condit took classes at Austin Community College between 2010 and 2012. Mm. And he graduated high school in 2013. How do you take community college classes before you graduate high school?
There's certain programs that can allow you to do that. I know that that was an option for some people. I forget what the circumstances were, but when I was in school in Florida, there was something you could do with that.
And get college credit as well. Sometimes both ways. Sometimes you can get high school credit as well as college credit. I remember those courses were available.
Yeah, I never took anything like that. But
when I was around. But yeah, according to this, he wrote that paper at community college.
What paper?
A paper describing his political views.
Oh.
And the reason I say he's conservative is because he was anti-abortion, pro-death penalty. He was against gay marriage, but he was, surprisingly, he was all for removing the sex offender list.
Hmm.
And I guess it, who knows why.
That's one of his former friends, according to the LA Times, and they actually have a couple of quotes from some paper that he wrote while in college. Former friend Jeremiah Jensen, who was homeschooled in Pflugerville and attended community college at the same time, said that Condit's blog posts for the class were, quote, being taken out of context in media reports.
According to the story here, he had described what was described as a significant explosive device. This is one of the officers, but would not provide any other details as far as the bomb that took him out. So he had a fairly strong bomb next to him and was able to detonate that while he was being pursued. So, as I said before, you know, hey, good for the police for actually focusing in and, you know, doing some detective work and actually stopping a dangerous person. If this was all the police were doing with their time, was going after bombers and murderers and rape suspects and people who actually committed violence against other people, it would be hard for anyone to dislike them. It really would.
Yep.
But because they spend so much of their time going after marijuana, underage drinking, just
open containers.
Last night they targeted Vincent, who was one of our hosts. He walks around here in Keene, and he was walking home with Thomas Parisi, who was over here. Longtime listeners have heard him as an occasional co-host of the show as well. They were both walking back to downtown Keene together. They were, I guess, in the downtown area, and when they split up, the police then zeroed in on Vincent shortly thereafter. And he's a young guy, you know, so they were pulling the what sounds to me like the oldest play in the playbook. They pulled up to him, got out, like three cops, very intimidating, and they said to him, they basically said, you match the description of a suspect from of some sort of incident at one of the convenience stores in town, and so they had questions for him. And, of course, I asked him, well, did you record this? And he said, no, he didn't want to escalate the situation. I said, well, that's the problem, is when people don't record the police, that's when they escalate the situation.
Correct. Right.
And the fear that they would escalate because you're recording is generally unfounded. Now, there are some times when the police will go a little more insane because the camera comes out. There's no guarantee that it's going to de-escalate.
Right. Wasn't there the video that there was a video from a couple of years ago, I think Dio from Cop Block Radio from Ohio, he had a video where he had pulled out a camera and the cop said, I'm going to say, if you don't put it away, I'm going to say I thought it was a gun.
Yeah, I remember that. And that was caught on video.
Yeah, caught on video where the cop says, I'm just going to say I thought it was a gun.
Right.
I guess the easiest way to do it is just to explain it to the cops. Say, hey, look, I'm doing this for my protection and for your protection. So if anything goes down, I'm reaching into my pocket, I'm getting my phone out, you know, I've done this 100 times, and I'm going to just push record.
And the fact is, the more that happens, the more the cops become accustomed to it. They're used to seeing people with cameras. They're not going to be as freaked out if it's happened before. And in a town like Keene, New Hampshire, it certainly has. The police, I'm sure, are well trained here on how to handle people with video games.
I guess not. I guess we haven't been doing enough filming of the cops lately. Because
pull the camera.
That's what I mean. But I mean, why would this incident have taken place last night when it seems like for many years the cops have been. I don't know. They
pick on people, dude. Just because the activists are in town doesn't mean that we're out every single night. I mean,
right.
The cop block doesn't happen that often up here. In fact, it's pretty much dead nationwide in a lot of ways. But they're not going to mess with you or me in the same way that they mess with somebody who they just think is a college kid walking, you know, back to some
park. And
that's probably what it was.
Kid.
That's probably exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
And he probably had a backpack.
That's why I said to Vincent, wait a few days, check the police logs, and see if there was actually any kind of incident at the convenience store that they claimed that there was. Because it's the oldest play in the cop playbook, is to make up an excuse to question somebody and intimidate them. There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and we've also got Discord, where you can get into the Discord on-air call-in line room, and that is a way for you to call the show as well over at discord.lrn.fm. So, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want in the studio here with you tonight. It is Ian.
And Cornia.
And Daryl.
So, also want to let you know about ForkFest. It's coming up June 14th through the 18th, and it is happening at Rogers Campground.
You want to talk about Discord?
I love talking about Discord.
Up
There's
until
actually ForkFest planning rooms on Discord.
Up until this morning, the only dealings I've had on that particular device are on games, using games.
Yeah, it's a gamer chat service is why it was formed.
Correct. I'm in a guild, and we do all of our communication via Discord.
Yeah.
And it's can be a little overwhelming. Because
we have, say that, why?
Well, because we have like 30 different channels.
Yeah.
You know, there, you know, we all, and everything is, you know, categorized.
How many people are in this Discord?
50 plus.
Okay.
In the guild.
Right.
So we're constantly losing people and gaining people. It's...
Is it just for one game?
Just for one game.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's what I mean. So I have one of those little circles on the side.
Yeah.
Is just for this one game, and it's a great tool for communicating with each
it
other.
It really is.
But I logged
did
into...
Did you just fork this live read?
I logged into
the
LRN.fm Discord group.
You did? What, today?
Yeah, it's close to 500 members.
Dude, there's a lot of people in there.
And the channels are being created as we speak.
Not right now, but they've been created, and we could add or remove them as we need to.
Right, and it's just... what is the... I understand compared to, say, Facebook, which is more of a leisure activity because you're not really getting much done, but you can still use it as a tool to, say, set up groups or set up events.
Sure, if you don't ever want anyone to see it, just use Facebook.
And the actual categories aren't there for you. So if you need to go get some specific information to better yourself, to better your game or whatever, you know exactly where to go and start a conversation. Whereas on Facebook, you just kind of scroll. Cat meme, cops are bad.
I quit Facebook at the end of the year, dude, and it's been great.
So what are your experiences with Discord? Have you ever used it outside of, say, a gaming group?
So I knew that Discord existed. I'd never have any opportunity to actually use it because I just don't do online gaming. Every now and then I'll play a video game, but it'll be a single player game, so I don't.
And you play it online, so hence online gamer.
No, you'd only generally play single player games online.
You've been playing video games and streaming it on Twitch.
That's different.
You're playing games what he's talking online.
But what he's talking about is Discord, which originally was created as a gamer app, meaning that gamers would be able to
get
into
a channel.
Right, for
people doing, like, World of Warcraft and
stuff. Yeah, so they would get into a voice channel, and they would be able to talk to one another, to assist each other while playing the game, to help if they're on a team or something like that.
And before that, all you had was stuff like TeamSpeak, which is still available. But this
Discord was made as an easier version, basically, of a more powerful kind of version of
TeamSpeak. Because of the other tools that come along in the package.
Right, like the chat rooms, where it's just text chat, and then they have voice chat. But anyway, the point being, Daryl, if you're a single player, you aren't chatting with a team on Discord. So there's no reason to use Discord for that. So I never really had any kind of real
reason. Hold on, maybe you want to get the cheat codes.
You just go on, use Google, man.
They have facts, frequently asked questions for that.
Game facts.
The internet's had that since long before the advent of near-instant voice transmission. So, no, I didn't have any experience. I'd used TeamSpeak, but that's because we use it for behind the scenes on LRN. Mm-hmm. So when people who are remote show hosts connect to LRN studios, sometimes they'll use TeamSpeak to connect because it sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
And it's near to real time, right? So when someone says something, you're hearing it at about the same time that they're saying it. You need that for video gaming. You need that that instant communication. So they're both very, very good platforms. It's just that Discord made sense. And it was actually Stefan's suggestion from Ohio who said, hey, I'll just spin up this Discord server for you and you can jump in and check it out, which, of course, anybody can do. It's not hard to go and create these things. You can just go and download it and create your own server. And but he did that, and I got in there and like, yeah, let's try this out. It's something new because we had an IRC chat for a long time, which is the old school internet relay chat, and it still does technically exist, but nobody had gone in there. It was taken over by trolls a long time ago. So this is easier to administrate too, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, with the old chat on the internet, you had to do text commands, and it was like /ban, and then type the username.
And this one's just cut and paste.
You just click and scroll. It's just easier to deal with. So you have that immediacy of being able to have a chat room during the show and before and after the show. And as you said, we've already got close to 500 users on there. Now, there's no way for me to get statistics that I can find to see, you know, what percentage of the 500 users registered once, checked it out, never came back. What percentage registered, checked it out, and then come back every week or, you know, every day. So I don't know how many of those 500 are active users, but at the very least, over the last 2 months, 2.5 months that we've been doing Discord, I think it's been very successful. There are people in there every single night during our show talking about things. And as you said, there's other channels. So there's the Free Talk Live channel. There's Call to Freedom, which is the show before us on LRN.fm. There's also rooms for cryptocurrency discussion, Forkfest, which is where we started this discussion, and New Hampshire discussion because, you know, we're based in New Hampshire. We want people who care about freedom, people who love liberty to consider moving up here. So why not have a room to talk about, you know, things that are going on here in New Hampshire? And so sort of as needed, we can create new chat rooms in there. If you haven't gone into the Discord yet, you really ought to. Go to discord.lrn.fm. In fact, most of the time, there's a little robot in one of the rooms that allows you to listen to the lrn.fm channel, unless the robot breaks, which does happen from time to time.
I was getting excited about robots using chat rooms.
Yeah, they have that.
But it's not that kind of robot.
They have those kind of robots, though. They have, like, different sorts of bots that you can bring into, say, Twitch chat room or a Discord chat room. and they do all manner of different things. So check that out at discord.lrn.fm. As mentioned, one of the chat rooms in there is for ForkFest, which is the event that's happening June 14th through the 18th. And that is a free event, meaning that there's no organization, there's no centralized committee that's deciding on anything. There's nobody who is in charge of the event, so no one could possibly charge you to attend it. However, if you are going to be going to Rogers Campground from June 14th through the 18th, you'll probably need some camping space, in which case you will have to rent that from Rogers Campground. So the only costs involved in attending this event are whatever the costs are that Rogers Campground decides to charge for those campsites. So keep that in mind, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. It is, as I said, decentralized, so whatever you want to create, you should do that. If you want to see music and you can play music, then play some music. Or if you know somebody...
If you could play some music.
Yeah.
Not just up there banging on some pots.
Or, well, there may not be an up there, because we're not going to rent a stage. There's nobody who's in charge of that unless you want to rent a stage.
The picnic table.
Yeah, right. You can just set up on a picnic table. So go to forkfest.party. You can link over to our forums and the Telegram chat and the Discord from there, which are three different ways to get in touch with the other people who might be attending ForkFest June 14th through the 18th, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. We will look forward to seeing you there, forkfest.party.
Will there be robots at ForkFest?
I can't guarantee you. No one's in
charge. There be self-aware robots in chat rooms talking about ForkFest?
If you create it, then there will be, Daryl, because there's nobody that can answer the question definitively of what will definitely be at ForkFest. From what I hear, there's going to be a wedding on Sunday. Of J Noon. I hear that you're throwing a party with a bunch of free booze.
I never said that.
You're not going to give it away?
I never said that.
You're going to make people work for it?
I never said that the booze was going to be free.
I apologize, Daryl. Okay.
But you got it free, right?
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of free booze. You're going to charge people for it?
Right, and then the money that comes in is going to be going towards my fundraiser for Team Innocence Project.
All right. So
same thing with the athletic stuff.
I apologize. See, this is how we're going to get things wrong, because people are going to say that they're going to do something and it'll be misinterpreted. So Daryl got a bunch of free booze, and he's going to sell it to you. Oh, wait, no, he won't, because that's illegal. Well,
I'll sell you a cup.
It's also illegal to give away booze in New Hampshire as well, I think.
I will sell you a cup that can be used.
And then the person could just take
for drinking things.
But theft is not all right either.
Yeah, that's a good point. So there's really no way that you can drink with others legally in New Hampshire and not break the law.
Unbelievable. I hate this place.
Yeah, so Daryl will be throwing a felony alcohol party in the woods.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I did mention earlier that we're at some point going to hear from someone who is watching the trial of Morpheus, and I think I might have gotten the times wrong in that. Hopefully that'll still happen here tonight, but that is related to the folks over at Freedom's Phoenix. Ernest Hancock, as I mentioned, is one of the friends of the guy who's on trial down there, and Ernie is the host of Declare Your Independence. He's also the creator at Freedom's Phoenix, which is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has that, and their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So, let's see. You want to join the show, you're welcome to. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
Like, so someone from the chat room just asked if I was an alt-righter because of my haircut,
yeah.
So, I mean, so what other characteristics do alt-righters all share? Maybe is it the glasses as well?
The look, I can't. Because
I don't
really
want to be. I don't want to be confused.
You know what? Esquire.com has an article about the high and tight haircut that has been adopted.
All right, this
by
isn't a high and tight haircut. It's just a scruff.
Okay, is that what it's called? Scruff.
Well, it's a bad. It's a head that needs to be
right,
shaped some more.
The alt-right haircut.
Yeah, high and tight is
it's
a military cut.
Would need to be shaved, and I don't know why Esquire's calling it high and tight, because the alt-righters tend to have slightly longer hair on top than what you would have in a high and tight.
Well, what about the skinheads? They still have skinheads, right?
Skinheads are different to where they completely wind up shaving their head.
I know what they look like, Daryl. I'm asking you, are they still out there? I mean, you look at Chris Cantwell, he's got a shaved head. So
right.
There's obviously more than one haircut.
Right,
maybe there's two or three or something.
Richard
like that.
Spencer, probably one of the most notable.
He's the got the high and
he's
tight.
He's got that thing. Augustus Invictus has
the
thing.
Here it is, Conan, the Richard Spencer haircut. totally shaved on the side, long, and like combed over on the top.
Yeah.
Basically, right?
Yeah, I guess that isn't a high and tight. That is
not a high and tight. No.
It's tight on the sides. It's tight on the sides, but it's the flop on the top. I don't know what you would call it. High and tight is more of a. It's a lot shorter on top.
Okay, I'm not a expert.
And it's a typical military cut.
Yeah. Pulling up pictures of Adolf Hitler, he had a haircut very similar. Right. Although most people never thought about what his hair looked like because they were focused on the weird goofy mustache.
Yeah. All right, when I look at you, Conan, I don't think alt right. But then again, I also
you're probably thinking 5 years of long.
I remember you with the long hair. You had the shoulder length, maybe a little longer.
A little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got rid of that. How long ago?
That was about a year ago.
Just a year.
Yeah, okay. I was ready for some change.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll grow it back. I'm thinking of like so we're talking about tight on the sides but with the flop. I was actually thinking like kind of a Peaky Blinders kind of a thing where it is kind of.
Peaky Blinder? is that?
These are a bunch of Irish gangsters and they shave. It's actually shaved on the sides and they've got it's like combed over, straight over with like, but they put like goo and stuff in it. I wouldn't want to do all that. Too much work.
But here's a story from LA Weekly. The alt-right versus the LA hipsters. Who gets custody of the Hitler haircut?
Hitler.
During the past 5 to 7 years, the high fade has become a ubiquitous hairstyle, dominant even in big cities like LA. It's everywhere. Men, women, and non-gendered people alike have all glommed onto the style. It covers a lot of demographic ground. Though there are many variations, the high fade is generally characterized by clean lines and an attention to tight grooming and is relatively quick and easy to achieve. When filmmakers in 50 years want to make a movie about 2015, they'll likely use the high fade as a synecdoche for the social media-addled hellscape of this god-awful decade. As hipsterdom became mainstreamed in the early 2010s, the high fade became a popular go-to that was current while alluding heavily to the past. Seriously, if future generations were judging by photographs alone, they might think we were enjoying another swing revival at the moment. All of this is to say the high fade seems to have hit a saturation point. It's everywhere. This was written last year.
Let's bring back 80s hair.
Oh, they will. Just seems like all these old styles
everything,
or whatever.
Everything comes back. It's all cyclical.
But the problem, remember from the 80s, the hole in the ozone because of all the damn Aquanet that everybody used in their hair. So we need to come up with a replacement for Aquanet that doesn't have the CFCs deletion. Or whatever it was.
All of this is to say the high fade seems to have hit a saturation point. It's everywhere, particularly among urban left-leaning 20 and 30-somethings. But the high fade's appropriation by libertarians and blundering figureheads of the so-called alt-right, which, by
please
the way,
don't call them libertarians.
Yeah, I don't
they're not.
Appreciate being lumped into the category at all with these alt-right people. They have nothing to do whatsoever with libertarianism. And then they cite Milo Yiannopoulos and Richard
Spencer. Who's not a libertarian.
Spencer.
Neither one are libertarians.
They're citing them as alt-right.
Okay.
Just to clarify here, but they're cramming those together into the same sentence.
Right.
It signals an attempt by the white supremacists to reclaim this haircut and tie it to its Nazi roots. Or better yet, it's a way for crypto-Nazis to feel like OG Nazis. So the question remains, will the left turn on the high fade now that these morons are trying to hijack it?
And crypto-Nazi there is not Nazis that use cryptocurrency, it's crypto as in
secret. Bambi Saunders, the head of education at Rudy's Barbershop, gave me the rundown on where the haircut comes from, how it got so hot in recent times, and if the white supremacists can kill it. Let's go to Kylan, calling from San Diego. Kylan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was actually listening to, I think it was yesterday's episode, and you guys were talking about Steam, and I know you had talked about, okay, where does, like, the files go if you upload video and audio? I just want to point out that they actually use a system that's called IPFS, which is short for Interplanetary File System. Mm-hmm. I don't know everything about it, but there is some redundancy. I think it kind of works like BitTorrent. That way there's no real centralization. But I kind of wanted to tie that in with I think there's news today coming out that YouTube was cracking down on gun-related videos. Did you guys see
that? Are they really? No, I didn't see that move, but that news. But we did talk about, for listeners just tuning in here tonight, last night, we did discuss YouTube's policies cracking down on conspiracy videos, so-called conspiracy videos, not by deleting them necessarily, but by claiming they're going to be adding links to, say, Wikipedia to try to rebut some of the claims in the conspiracy videos. But also others have just had their channels completely shut down entirely.
Headline from Bloomberg, YouTube bans firearm demo videos.
No, really?
Yes.
Yeah,
meaning, like, from companies? Like Ruger or something?
YouTube will ban videos that promote or link to websites selling firearms or accessories, including bump stocks.
Wow. So if I just want to go get an AK-47 and go out onto a range and make a video shooting the AK-47 and then say, this was an AK-47 made by this company, that would be prohibited?
I don't know. They don't link
that's what
to...
what it sounds like it might be.
Well,
promotion. Is it only by
the company? They're not linking to a policy in this article.
That.
They're just saying YouTube will ban videos that promote
have the answers.
Or link to websites.
Right. Promote a website. So if I mention a website where you could buy a gun that I'm shooting on YouTube, then in theory that might fall under the YouTube bans. Very disturbing and very political. And exactly what you would expect YouTube to do.
The National Shooting Sports Foundation issued a statement saying, we suspect it will be interpreted to block much more content than the stated goal of the firearms and certain accessory sales. We see the real potential for the blocking of educational content that serves instructional skill building and even safety purchases, blah, da, 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 da.
Yeah, basically, as soon as somebody hits the report button, if it's gun-related, there's a chance it could be subject to a takedown. That's disturbing, Kylan. What else did you want to share tonight?
Yeah, you know, I just think, like you guys said, it's kind of like a recurring theme where certain viewpoints are starting to get shut down on social media on the different platforms. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Steam platform was created. I do think it's a step in the right direction. But as, you know, I do podcasts where I upload audio and video. Uploading to the IPFS is very difficult, so the user experience isn't that great. But I know the brainchild behind it, Dan Larimer, he's one of the guys behind EOS. And they're launching their blockchain in June, so hopefully that'll have some improvements, because right now it does seem like people are getting their viewpoint silenced, and I don't think that's healthy for our society, right?
No doubt.
So here's something very interesting. The Bloomberg article says, InRange TV, another channel devoted to firearms, wrote on their Facebook page they were going to start uploading their videos to Pornhub.
Is Pornhub going to allow that?
Pornhub was not immediately available for comment on the matter.
Pornhub's pretty leftist. I don't think that they're going to stand for it either. Hey, thanks, Kylan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from
you.
Yes, sir. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free Like Freedom. You join us here if you want. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.